joined by Bath City manager Jerry Gill after a 1-1 draw here at the Bob Lucas Stadium. Obviously, from a Bath point of view, would you take that?
No, definitely. First and foremost, I think you've got a very good side here. I think Mark's got them well drilled. The disappointing side from us, first half we felt was if physically we were lacking. You looked a lot stronger physically. You bumped us. A lot more energy, athletic. So those are the things that basics really within a football team and within individuals. So obviously I've changed it and gone to a back three second half, and that seemed to work. We had to do it Saturday and go the other way, go back to a 4-3-3, and that worked. So I think in the end, a point's probably a fair result. I think we did okay second half, by no means at our best, but credit to Weymouth. As I said, I think they've got some very good players, very good team, and Mark's got them playing some good football. So we had to stay in the game at 1-0, of course, because if we'd gone 2 down, it would have been very difficult for us. I've got to say, we've had a difficult night because we lost our goalkeeper just before the game,
which must have been a real setback.
It was, yeah. Ryan Clark's a really experienced lad, obviously, and he got in team of the year last year for being such a good goalkeeper. He's fallen out of shower actually and turned his ankle before coming to the game.
Okay.
But young Harvey Wiles Richards, he's only 17 years of age.
Very brave in goal there, wasn't he?
He was. He's come in and done a great job. And to handle the psychology of the mental side of the game, to come in with a big crowd away from home and go in and do that is credit to him. So, but no, really pleased with the boys' second half. I really got into them a little bit at half time. I don't do it very often, but I felt as if we needed lifting some way, and I felt as if I had to do that. But in the end, it's the players go out there and put it on the pitch, and it's a good second half performance from us.
And obviously, you had a good start to the season, same as Weymouth. Mm. To us, we're very new to this league. It's a very competitive league, isn't it? Let's not make any mistake about that. It's a competitive league with lots of good teams.
Yeah, it's going to be tougher this year. We did well, finished fifth last year, as everyone knows. But one thing I will say is, I think Mark and Weymouth will go well this year. I think, and I'm not saying that lightly. I really do. I've seen these teams over the last couple of years in this league, and I really believe that his team will go well in this division if they continue to apply themselves in that way and play that type of football. Certainly here as well, when you go away from home, it's going to be a little bit different. But I was quite impressed with them tonight. So to come away with a point with us tonight, stay unbeaten, that's our aim, stay unbeaten for as long as we possibly can, is pleasing.
Well, Jerry, thank you for joining me, and well done on tonight. Brilliant.
No, thanks very much. Cheers.
Brilliant. Cheers, thanks for that.